Lesson Third on the Unity and Trinity of God. 21. Question. Is there but one God? Answer. Yes, there is but one God. 22. Question. Why can there be but one God? There can be but one God, because God, being supreme and infinite, cannot have an equal. 23. Question. How many persons are there in God? Answer. In God there are three divine persons, really distinct and equal in all things, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. 24. Question. Is the Father God? Answer. The Father is God and the first person of the Blessed Trinity. 25. Question. Is the Son God? Answer. The Son is God and the second person of the Blessed Trinity. 26. Question. Is the Holy Ghost God? Answer. The Holy Ghost is God and the third person of the Blessed Trinity. 27. Question. What do you mean by the Blessed Trinity? Answer. By the Blessed Trinity, I mean one God and three divine persons. 28. Question. Are the three divine persons equal in all things? Answer. The three divine persons are equal in all things. 29. Question. Are the three divine persons one and the same God? Answer. The three divine persons are one and the same God, having one and the same divine nature and substance. 30. Question. Can we fully understand how the three divine persons are one and the same God? Answer. We cannot fully understand how the three divine persons are one and the same God, because this is a mystery. 31. Question. What is a mystery? Answer. A mystery is a truth which we cannot fully understand.